Strange Adventure. Frank Rainey pulled his battered car to a stop near the roadside filling station and walked back to the small house trailer hitched on behind. It would soon be dark, and he didn't care about driving over these winding mountain roads at night. The short, baldish man removed a kerosene can from the trailer and carried it to the station. The old man who ran the place seemed very glad to see him.
Howdy, stranger. Say, you can park back at my station if you've a mind to. Got plenty of room.
Oh, thank you. I'll get a gallon of coal oil for my lantern, then drive in.
Good. I'm glad to have company. Gets awful lonesome out here. I was just fixing supper. Come on in for a bite. Oh, my name is Hank Fisher.
At supper, the old man began to ask the questions Rainey knew he would ask.
Where are you driving to? Someplace near here, or are you just meandering?
Well, I'm going to Barville for now. My act has been booked as part of the entertainment at the county fair.
Oh, you're an actor fella, eh?
Well, in a way, but a special kind. You see, I'm...
All right, get your hands up, both of you. Get them up and smart.
Rainey and Hank Fisher turned to see two tough-looking men framed in the doorway, and the automatics they held looked evil and businesslike. The taller of the pair moved forward.
All right, you old man. Get behind that register and open the trailer. And this ain't a social visit. Evaldi, you just sit where you are and don't move.
Fisher opened the till and moved nervously aside as the robbery moved a few bills and a handful of change from the till.
Yeah, $37. You don't take in much, do you? Hey, Baldy, is that your trailer out there?
Yes, way.
We're trading our car for your car and our trailer. Yeah. Come with us, Slim. And keep an eye on him. See that he don't try no funny stuff.
Rainey moved ahead of the two robbers as they walked to the trailer. He stopped near the door and started to protest.
Look, gentlemen, I make my livelihood with this trailer. It's my home.
So, you want to give us a little argument, do you? You ought to know better, Baldy.
A huge fist smashed up, catching Rainey with a blow that knocked him down and under the trailer. Rainey rolled under the trailer and came up on the other side opposite the robbers. The side door of the trailer was open. He reached inside and drew out a pump model 22 rifle. With the side of the trailer as a shield and an open window as a loophole, Rainey went into action. Before the robbers could return the fire, Rainey's unerring marksmanship had spun the guns from their hands. The men ran to their car and leaped in. But before they could get away, Rainey had punctured their rear tires. He ran forward and held his rifle on the cornered men.
Stop! Now it is my turn to be tough. Come on, get out with your hands up. Mr. Fisher! Mr. Fisher, call the police!
Sometime later, when the police had taken the robbers away, Rainey rejoined Hank Fisher at their unfinished meal.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fisher. You were asking what kind of an act I did. I'm billed as the world's greatest trick shot artist.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Will of God, our next tale of Strange Adventure.